So what people do is they own it too much. They personalize it. And it's understandable. It gives you your sense of how life feels. Of course, most people, if not all people, are going to say, are going to have a sense this belongs to me. This is who I am. It's even more personal than that. This is who I am. This is what I am. So it feels very personal. It feels very real. And people kind of own it. So in your case, you might so far in your life have walked around with this feeling of the fear and the doubt and the impatience and all of that and the mentalizing, and I don't feel a lot, I more am in my head. All of that gets identified with, all of that gets defined as it's me. Even though you recognize, even though you've come to a point you recognize that it's a program and it's pre-programmed, there's probably still a feeling of this is what I am, this is how life works, at least how it works for me. So one thing you can start to do right away is give up the ownership. Don't look at it as this is you. Look at it as this is a pattern that happens to be operating in you just like any other part of your body. And you can look at it very much like, all right, all human beings have, unless there's a weird mutation, 1 in 10 million, have 2 hands. So you don't think of it as, it's very personal that I have 2 hands. You don't think of it as, this is really part of the definition of me, that I'm this two-handed person. You think of it as, I have 2 hands just like everybody has 2 hands. Well, you have this fear and doubt just like everybody has fear and doubt. You have this pattern just like everybody has a pattern. So start to not own it so much. Start to not define yourself by it so much. Start to see it as just a human characteristic that's there for you the way everybody has 2 hands. That's something you can start to do immediately without any analysis, any deepening of understanding, any change in awareness. You can just simply start to see it, think of it as not yours. And I'm not offering you that as a cure or as a palliative or as something to make you feel better or something to help you overcome it. It's more that when impatience is part of the pattern, that's the immediate way to step over the impatience, is to depersonalize it. Then you don't have to wrestle with patience or impatience. You don't have to get more patient. It'll have the same effect as more patience to simply stop owning it so much. To see it as everybody has this in one form or another. As it's not yours. The same way as having 2 hands isn't yours, it's every human being's. So you're already aware of how doubt and fear colors everything, comes into everything. The next step is to, and this is very hard, okay? So this is the serious part, is to stop believing it. So the fear will continue, the doubt will continue, and your job is to stop believing it the way you always have, which is the hardest thing in the world. Because what I want you to see, if you're really honest with yourself for a moment right now and think about it, you'll see that you've always believed it. That as much as you've seen it's a pattern and just a program, as much as you're smart enough to kind of think your way through it, obviously, it's still believed. Because as soon as the doubt comes, as soon as you question something, you're believing the questioning. What I'm saying is don't believe the questioning. Don't believe the doubting. Don't believe the feeling afraid. Don't believe the anxiousness. You'll still be anxious, but I'm saying don't believe it. Don't see it as